holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
This is another Proverb life lesson. Don't miss it.
Be Holy.
All right, listen here. We're glad that you're back with Be Holy. We're glad that you're going over to podbean.com and downloading the broadcast and sharing the broadcast. Remember to share the broadcast. Don't forget, share. All right? All right. Listen, we're going to go over to Proverbs chapter 24. And we're going to read this. It's a great life lesson. You'll see exactly what I mean here. Proverbs 24, we'll start at verse number 13. Matter of fact, let's start at verse number 12. All right, here we go. Verse number 12. Don't excuse yourself by saying, "Look, we didn't know." For God understands all hearts and He sees you. So I don't know or I didn't know won't be an excuse. It says here, let's read it again. Don't excuse yourself. Even notice this is not, God is not excusing you. You're excusing yourself. Don't excuse yourself by saying, "Look, we didn't know. For God understands our hearts." No. It says, "For God understands all hearts and He sees you." So out of all the hearts that He sees your heart and my heart. "He will repay all people as their actions deserve." He will repay. He will repay. Don't worry about it. They did you wrong. I understand. But who's going to repay them? God. Because God knows all the hearts. And He can see their heart and He can see your heart. He will repay all people as their actions deserve. Not as we think they deserve, as their actions deserve. And God is the one who can judge everything and judge everything right. And so as long as we let God do the judging, we won't have a problem. But it's the problem comes in is when we try to go and judge people and we're not the judge. We don't know everything. You know, like we like to go back and read history and say, "Oh, this happened and that happened and you weren't there. I wasn't there. We neither of us were there." Even with the Bible, we talk about the Bible says this, the Bible says that, the Bible says we were not there. So who do we depend on? Who do we depend on to give us all the knowledge? And matter of fact, who was there? God was there. The Holy Ghost was there. He will give us all knowledge about everything. And so it says He will repay all people as their actions deserves because He was there when they did it. He was there when they said it. He was there when they thought about it. He was there when they tried to set you up. He was there when they set everything up, when they made plans against you. The Holy Ghost was there right when they were making all those plans about Jesus and putting him on the cross and killing him and getting rid of him. The Holy Ghost was sitting right there. They had no idea that Jesus was that Holy Ghost. So that's why He always knew what they were doing, because He was always there. He was there before they listen. He made them and they were the one trying to kill him. But anyway, verse number 13, "My child, eat honey, for it is good. And the honeycomb is sweet to the taste. In the same way, wisdom is sweet to your soul." Wisdom is sweet to your soul. Wisdom wisdom. In the same way, the wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you find it, so in other words, you have to look for it. You have to look for it. You're not going to just get it. You have to look for it. Seek ye first the kingdom of, and God will add all the other. See, you got to seek the kingdom first and the righteousness that's in it. And so God can lead you and add everything to you. It says here, in the same way, wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you find it, you will have a bright future. And your hopes will not be cut short. That's if you have what? Wisdom. If you find it. Few there be that find it. Few there be that find wisdom. Many people only repeat what they've heard other people say. And it would be great if they would just repeat what they heard God say. It would just be great, but they won't do that. They're determined to do what they want to do instead of doing what God wants them to do. But if you find it, you will have a bright future and your hopes will not be cut short. And so then he starts to give us a few things to think about. Don't wait in ambush at the home of the godly. Don't wait in ambush at the home of the godly. And don't raid the house where the godly live. Don't wait and try to ambush godly people. You won't be successful at all. That's what they did with Jesus. Remember, they tried to ambush him. They were waiting for him. And here he was warning them. Long before they did it, Jesus was warning them in this verse right here, back in Proverbs, warning them. Don't do that. Don't wait in ambush at the home of the godly. And don't raid the house where the godly lives. Why? The godly may trip 7 times, but they will get up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. One disaster. One. It only takes 1 time for the wicked to be totally annihilated. And so a lot of times a wicked always thinks that they're doing God a favor by doing evil. Well, when you do evil, you're taking a chance on ruining your whole lineage, your whole family, your whole bloodline. If you sit there, and it's telling you, don't wait in ambush at the home of the godly. Don't sit there and raid the house of the godly. Don't do that, because if you do that, then that makes God come and make that judgment on you. And the one thing about it is, if a judgment is on you in court, that won't last forever. You can die out of it. But when God makes a judgment on you, oh my goodness, there's no way out of it. Nobody can help you. Nobody can help you. When God makes his judgment, nobody can help you. Now, maybe he'll have some mercy. You know, a lot of people do a lot of things. I've done things. You've done things. All you can ask for is mercy. Ask God for mercy that he don't judge you and destroy you in it. You know, that's why we get saved. See, that's why we start believing that God is the judge, and that God is going to take care of everything for us, and God is going to lead us and guide us, and we're willing to just follow him. So that when things happen, like if you do fall one of those 7 times, if you're a believer, if you fall one of those 7 times, you can get right back up. You can get right back up. You can get right back up. But if you're of the wicked persuasion, if you're of the wicked persuasion, anything's liable to happen to you. Anything. And I wouldn't want that to happen to you. I would not want that to happen to you. Don't wait in ambush at the home of the godly, and don't raid the house where the godly live. The godly may trip 7 times. They may trip and fall 7 times, but they will get up again. But only one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. Here's another one. Verse number 17. Don't rejoice when your enemies fall. Don't be happy when they stumble. For the Lord will be displeased with you. You're rejoicing over your enemy falling, and you're thinking that that's godly. No. Mm-mm. For the Lord will be displeased with you and will turn his anger away from them. Mm. So if you're happy about God doing his will against your enemy. He says, don't rejoice about that. Don't rejoice, because that'll stop him from doing that. See, that's evil. And God don't work in evil. God don't do it. He won't do it. Let's see, where are we? Verse number 18. For the Lord will be displeased with you and will turn his anger away from them. Verse number 19. Don't fret because of evildoers. Don't be scared of evildoers. Don't envy the wicked. So don't be scared of them, and then don't envy them either. Don't do it. Verse number 20. For evil people have no future. Evil people have no future. They may control the House of Representatives. They may control the House, the Senate. They may control the presidents. Whatever, they might control all the politics, but that doesn't mean anything. I don't care whether you're saved or unsaved. Evil people have no future. You could be on your job. If you act evil at your job, there's no future in that. You can act evil within your family. There's no future in it. None. There is no future in that. Evil people have no future. Verse number 21. My child, fear the Lord and the King. Fear the Lord and the King. He's the King of Kings. So you fear him and you'll be fine. You'll know how to treat your leaders here on earth, or people who are in charge of you on earth. Whether it be the president, whether it be the governor, the mayor, whoever. You'll learn how to do it. If you love the Lord and fear him, you'll know how to treat the rest of them. Here's the good one right here. My child, fear the Lord and the King. Don't associate with rebels. Don't associate with rebels. For disaster will hit them suddenly. This is the wonderful part here. Who knows what punishment will come from the Lord and the King? Don't associate with rebels, for disaster will hit them suddenly. And who knows what punishment will come from the Lord and the King? All right, listen, we're out of time. Make sure that you don't give in to the devil. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Always keep your head up. Always push forward. Don't let anybody pull you down, because God is holding you up. Always stay in prayer, talking to God, and believing only God and no one else.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.